one of my favorite moments of any baseball season because we are joined by the manager of the Cleveland Indians. He has led teams to three pennants and two World Series titles. He is a two-time American League Manager of the Year. Led Cleveland to three straight divisional titles. The Indians are a half game out of the wild card. They're four games out of first in the division, and they are hosting Detroit tonight at 7:15 p.m. Eastern. Terry Francona is my guest. Terry, it's great to have you back. How are you?
Damn, Jim, can you say that again? That's kind of felt good.
My man, I could say that all day long. Terry, you know that? You know that?
It's good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm great, Terry. Such respect and admiration for you. It's great to have you back. Listen, you beat Detroit last night 2-1 on a Yasiel Puig walk-off single with two outs in the 10th. As a manager, Terry, you have seen every kind of pressure situation in September. So what kind of emotions were you feeling last night in the 10th? And then how did you feel when Puig came through with that knock?
Man, it's the hardest thing to explain. It's like your stomach's up in your throat, and you know, you feel like we're going to find a way to win, but you're not sure how. And then it's part agony, but saying that, I wouldn't change it for the world. Like, I mean, it's why you do this job. I mean, to live through those moments. And some of the time, you know, you come out on the short end of the stick, and it's like you're ripping your heart out. But when you do it with guys that you care about, it just brings you closer. And, you know, fortunately last night we were one better. It wasn't easy, but we were one better. And after the game, music's blaring, and that's what matters.
Terry Francona joining us. You know, Puig, Terry, has been with you since the trade deadline. A few weeks back, he called you, quote, the best manager I have ever been around, end quote. Now, you've been around every kind of player, every kind of personality. What's it been like to manage Puig so far?
You know what? You always try to do your homework. I think we have an obligation to do that. And there's guys that I trust in this game that Yasiel has played before. So I, you know, did my homework. At the same time, I think you have an obligation to the player that they come in with a clean slate, because I don't think that's fair to them if you're waiting for somebody to make a mistake. Like, we had an incident in Minnesota where he didn't run. And, you know, he, right when it was over, Santana went up to him right away, which I thought was great. And then he came to me and he goes, I am so sorry. Well, for the next 4 days, he said, Tito, I am so sorry. I said, Yasi, it's over. You know, let's not do it again. And that's what I care about, is guys are going to make mistakes, but let's not repeat them. And he means well. Like, I don't know, he's actually been kind of enjoyable. I mean, he listens to everything, and he's his own person now. Don't get me wrong, but there's been a couple throws that I wish we could take back, but he's fun to be around.
Terry Francona joining us. What a great response. Now, if we were to go back, Terry, to early June, the team was under 500 in more than 11 games out of first in the division. Corey Kluber has not pitched any games since May 1st. Carlos Carrasco was diagnosed with leukemia in June. And the list goes on and on. It would have been pretty easy, it seems to me, for guys to throw in the towel and say, it's just not meant to be. This is one of those transition years. But that hasn't happened. You guys are right there in the hunt. How do you explain that?
You know, the day that Kluber and Clevinger, when they both went down, and then, you know, this was before Carrasco, and we had a meeting, and I said, guys, I said, winning just got harder. I said, doesn't mean we can't do it, but our margin for error just got less. I said, but we can still win. You know, there's not going to be one single person that's going to feel sorry for us outside of this room. So we have two choices. We can either choose to find a way to win or feel sorry for ourselves and get beat. And I'll tell you what, the guys that have come up, and guys like Plesac, Savali, Plutko, I mean, Savali and Plesac, they had like three or four starts in AAA, and all of a sudden they're smack right in the middle of a playoff race, and they don't back down from anybody, which makes it really fun. And then I know your boy Bieber, he's kind of turned into an ace, like right in front of our eyes. Like, I hear myself saying the same things about Bieber this year that I was about Kluber 7 years ago, which is, in my opinion, about the best compliment you can give somebody.
Oh, yeah, it is. You know, Terry, I was trying to stay in my shoes not to ask you about my guy. I was going to get there. But I'm so glad you brought that up. You know, as a UC Santa Barbara alum, there's no way I could get through the interview without talking about Shane Bieber. Top 10 in the American League in wins, innings, strikeouts, ERA, winning percentage, complete games. He was the MVP of the All-Star game, and he only made his Major League debut last May. How far has he come since then?
And top 10 in people. I mean, this kid's off the charts, man. He's what you're looking for. I mean, this kid, he just keeps getting better. You know, he reminds me a lot of Kluber. I mean, not satisfied. You know, so when he has a good game, his 4 days in between his starts are so rigid and work. You know, he gets his work done and he's got a great routine. But he's a really good kid, man. I mean, he's always quick to smile. But when he's on the mound, he's ready to. He shows up to kick your ass. That's what you're looking for.
Terry Francona is my guest. I got to ask you one quick follow, and you answer this in part, but I had his college coach, Andrew Checkitz, on this show the day after the All-Star game, and we talked about the fact that Bieber was a walk-on initially who was on the verge of maybe not even making the team. So from a baseball standpoint and development standpoint, how do you explain a guy like him being in that spot only a few years back, and now he is a vital piece for a team in the postseason hunt?
Well, I'll tell you what. Okay, we have a fall development program where we bring in about 15 players, and that's actually happening this weekend. And one of the things I kind of wanted to talk to him about was, it doesn't matter where you got drafted. Look at Bieber. Look at Savali. Look at Plesac. I mean, these are guys. Some of these guys were sitting in their room last year at the same time. They're helping us try to win a pennant this year. I'm proud of our organization. I think our pitching guys have done an unbelievable job, but I think it comes down to the person, and these guys have just, like, the game gets going so much faster at each level, and when I look up, it doesn't look like it's going too fast for them. Yeah, they might give up a home run, or they might not make a great pitch all the time, but it's not because of the speed of the game or where they're pitching. It's just that, I mean, they're kind of inexperienced. I think to expect them to be perfect isn't fair.
Terry Francona joining us 100%. Terry, going back to Carrasco for a minute, he rejoined the team at the beginning of September and he's been working out of the bullpen. What was it like to go through the process with Cookie, and how emotional was that moment when he returned to the mound on September 1st?
You know what? We were down in Tampa and we were actually getting beat around. And both teams, and I give Tampa a lot of credit. I mean, Kevin Cash, is everybody knows how close I am with him, so it's not a surprise that they would show that kind of class. But everybody stood on the field when he was warming up, and I'm sure it was hard for Cookie to kind of, you know, go from that to trying to get people out. And that's what I kind of explained to him, like, after about his second outing. I'm like, okay, we got to get in compete mode now, because he was in rehab mode for so long that now, hey, we got to get hitters out. And that's what we're trying to do, is get him on a roll, you know, now, so he can be a huge weapon for us. So we've been trying to pitch him enough without pitching him too much, and because we know what he can do when he gets hot.
You do know that, you know, and then you look a few weeks back, you made the point that there's nothing worse than coming to the ballpark every night, Terry, in August when you're 20 games out, despite all these challenges. And I didn't mention half the challenges, but despite all these challenges, you guys are right there in the middle of this. You're playing meaningful games in September. I could tell when you and I started the interview and I talked about last night's walk-off that there's juice in this still. How energizing and exciting is it to be in that spot?
And you said it perfect right there. My biggest fear in the world is come to the ballpark in August or September and not being in it. That is really hard to do. I've been through that before, and I don't want to do it again. Coming to the ballpark with, like, a mixture of nervousness, a little bit of anxiety, like, you know, hey, man, whatever we do, not just tonight, but every single play could mean so much. God, I think it's like what a drug would be. I don't know that for a fact, but, you know, I think you get my point.
Sure.
I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? Like, this is what we're here for, and it's fun. And yeah, sometimes you get your heart ripped out, but I mean, it's why we put all these hours in, so we can be in a place like this.
Listen, Terry, you're all in. You're focused. You're locked in. You got a job to do. I understand this. And I know when the Indians are playing good ball, that town is electric. But you know also that's an amazing football town. Before I let you go, are you paying attention to the Browns? Have you spent any time around the facility? What are your impressions of the new-look Browns?
You know what? It's hard to not, because like kind of like the Cavs. Like, I can't sit here and say I was a devout Cavs fan. I mean, I grew up in outside of Pittsburgh, but it was hard not to be interested in the Cavs because of LeBron and everything he brought. You know, it was like it was important, and it's kind of that way with the Browns now. Like, you watch Mayfield and what he brings. He's got a presence about him, and you see the receivers they brought in. And you know, obviously I get tunnel vision a little bit on what we're doing, but I'd never root against a team in our town. I mean, when the Cavs had that parade, I went up to the top level of our stadium and watched it, because it went right around the stadium, and I got goosebumps, not only the way the fans reacted, but the way the Cavs reacted to the fans. I thought it was incredible. And it was fun to watch.
It's a Cleveland thing. It's a great, great town. It's a great sports town. The fans there are so hungry. They want it so badly. And the Indians are right there. They're half game out in the wild card, four games out of first in the division. And that is one of my favorite moments every year during the season. Terry Francona is their manager. Terry, I appreciate you so much. Great to have you back. Thank you.
Jim, I enjoyed it. You take care of yourself, okay?
You too. Skip.
See you, man.
Always. Terry Francona. All these years, no matter where he is, no matter how they're playing, no matter what's going on, he shows up like that every single interview. Every single interview. I'm not sure, and I've talked to dozens of managers that I think are extremely well thought of, extremely well respected. I don't know that I've ever spoken to a manager that beloved. And I want to be careful when I say that, because there are some really, really well-liked and well-respected managers. But I'm not sure there's anybody quite like Terry Francona. And I say that not to disrespect at least 12 or 15 other guys I can mention. But Terry Francona is a different breed. Two-time manager of the year, has led them to three straight divisional titles and led teams to three pennants and two World Series titles.